You are about to listen to Destiny, a 17 series novel, Book 6, written by A.D. Starling, narrated by Michael Bauer, produced by A.D. Starling, copyright 2018. Prologue. April 2013, Kofa Range, Yuma Proving Ground, Arizona. The man looked beyond the scorched plain at his feet to the dark peaks to the east. The burnt wreckage of a helicopter and the twisted shells of dozens of army vehicles dotted the landscape around him. The only evidence left of the devastating psychokinetic blast Olivia Ashcroft had visited on the men of the secret R&D base, where she had been kept prisoner. The bodies of the humans who had died in the firestorm had been removed from the site in the last 24 hours, their deaths officially put down to an unfortunate training accident. As for the immortals who had perished at their side, their remains had long since been scattered by the winds coursing through the mountains and desert, bones and flesh turned to ash by the flocks of crows that had descended from the crimson skies the day before. The only trace left of Jonah Krondike was the warped silver ring the man held in his hand. It was pure chance that had led him to it. Although he had known that searching the buckled black carcass of the helicopter would prove futile, that he would not miraculously find Krondike, injured but alive inside, he had still done so. Agony and rage had flooded him at his failure to uncover any vestige of the man he had worshipped all of his life. It was as he had slowly paced the area around the impact site, his carefully cultivated, dispassionate expression masking his fury, that he had stumbled upon the metal band. It had become wedged under a rock some 20 feet from the wreckage, its polished surface dulled by dirt and desert sand. The writing upon it was almost unrecognizable, the engravings distorted by the incendiary explosion that had engulfed the helicopter. Still, he had seen the ring enough times to know it belonged to Krondike. He did not care about the humans and immortals who had met their end during the intense battle that had taken place inside the Kofa Mountains and beneath the desert plains at the eastern edge of the Yuma Proving Ground. Nor was he unduly worried about losing the covert research facility and the U.S. Army faction who had been working closely with Krondike for decades. As for the death of William Gunnarsson, the 4-star general who had been in charge of the rogue group assisting them, he had ordered the man's assassination himself yesterday morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?